Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The etiquette of reciting the glorious Quran. Number 4, use miswak. Allama Suyuti Rahmatullah Ali states that it is sunnah to clean the mouth with miswak out of reverence for the glorious Quran. So the fourth etiquette is to use miswak. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice upon that. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Man 'amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'min falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyibah wa lanajziyannahum ajrahum bi ahsani ma kanu ya'malun. Sadaqallahu mawlana al-'azim. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that whoever carries out good deeds in whilst he is a mu'min, whilst he is a believer, then definitely we will give him a pleasant life. And we will reward him for the good actions which he used to do. So, this verse says that whoever has iman, number one, and he does good deeds. He does good deeds means he is obedient to Allah Ta'ala. So he has iman and obedience. And then in return for this, two things were mentioned. One thing in this world and one thing in the hereafter. The thing in the hereafter is that we will definitely give him the reward of his good actions. And we all know that, alhamdulillah, that, you know, in return for good deeds, we get a lot in the hereafter. But this verse also mentions that a person will get something in this world. What is that? فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةٌ طَيِّبًا. We will most definitely give him a good life, a pleasant life. Now, what does it mean that a person who is obedient to Allah Ta'ala will get a pleasant life? Does it mean that he will always be in comfort, or he will be financially well off? That is not what the Mufassirin says. If you look into the books of Tafsir, you find that Allah Ta'ala will give him a pleasant life means that Allah Ta'ala will fill his heart with contentment and peace. The heart is something which is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. How is it possible that a person's physical condition, his financial condition is not good? Maybe some calamity has struck him and still he is content and he has peace at heart? That cannot be put into words. But what happens is that a person who is obedient to Allah Ta'ala, when such circumstances happen, Allah Ta'ala fills his heart with peace and contentment. And if we want to go into examples of the people of the past, then we can carry on for hours. But just one example which I read recently, the name escapes my memory of an alim of the recent past. That someone was mentioning about his life, that he had four young children. And in 1 week, one after the other, all four young children passed away. And of course, when a calamity happens, a person naturally feels grief. But one is to feel grief, and the other is that the heart becomes restless. A person feels depressed. So at the end of the week, all he could be heard was saying that it is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. He knows what is best for him. Now, it's very easy to say those words, but something like that happens to a person, and he genuinely feels that, and his heart is totally at peace. That's a very difficult thing to achieve. So that is the reward for a person being obedient to Allah Ta'ala, that in this world a person will gain that. On the other side, in another verse Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, whoever turns away from my remembrance, from my obedience, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, for him is a difficult life. So there the Mufassirin say as well, that difficult life doesn't mean that, oh, he will always be poor, or he will have ill health, or calamities will come upon him. Difficult life means that sooner or later, somewhere in his life, Allah Ta'ala will snatch the peace and tranquility of his heart away, and his heart will become restless. Maybe the reason will be apparent to him, maybe not. So these two verses together tell us that in the obedience of Allah, not only is there everything in the hereafter, there is everything in this world as well. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala firstly give myself, thereafter all of us, the topic to practice upon this.